Hiya, this is Neville Collard here. We're talking about the birds on the foreshore of the Swan River, the Durbal Yerrigan. And the bird that we're going to talk about now is the cormorant, and in particular the great cormorant, which is the black shag. Now this cormorant was called the cart-cart. There's two other types of cormorants. There's the little black shag, Krajokic, and then the third one is the pied cormorant, which is called Kakak. So we're talking about the cart-cart. Now these birds, you know, you always see them around the foreshore, around jetties, in the river. If you're out on the boat, you'll see the cart-cart out there swimming around. And there's one thing that you can be reminded of immediately you see the cart-carts is that they're in the vicinity of where the fish are travelling. And so they're going to tell you that's in the vicinity, there's fish, and so therefore the Noongars would go there and they'd concentrate on fishing in the area for where the cart-cart was. And you know, as we know, the Noongar name for the fish is called a gilgit. So the Noongars would be going along with their spears and they'd be looking at the cormorant, watching, and then they'd be walking along the foreshore very slowly and quietly in the hope of being able to spear a fish. In particular, away from Point Walter, where there were the fish traps and fish was plentiful, the rest of the times when they walked around the river, they'd be looking at where the cormorants were, the cart-cart, where the pelicans are, the billabongs, because they're all great hunters, in particular the pelican. I don't know, the Noongars, my elders have never told me that they were able to eat a cormorant. I think they didn't eat them because they generally took them to where the food was and to where they could hunt and gather the gilgit. Thank you.